This is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of December 2017, and this is the 711th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm down near on the docks in Hobart. I thought I would both record a podcast and maybe have some fish and chips or maybe a sushi or something down here. But the wind is so strong, I'm not sure that the podcast is going to work. And the sun's rather hot too, so it's tricky. I'll see if I can find some shade. But first of all, I'm going to see what's on offer. So I'm going to just pause here. Actually, this place is out of the wind itself, so I'm wondering whether to stay. There's just a little deck, although the music is a bit loud, isn't it? I don't think you're going to be able to hear me, and I think there's a party inside. There's no one else sitting outside, but perhaps this isn't quite going to work. I might have to stop podcasting and eat and then find a good place to podcast. Talk to you in a minute. That was completely delicious. I've just finished eating. That is very, very nice. Thank you very much. So now I'm going to brave the wind. I've tried to tighten the headband on my hat so I'm not constantly worrying about it. It did say that the wind was going to drop this afternoon, so I'm hoping that that'll be soon. It was very, very windy in the night, kind of gusts of 50 k's. And there were a few branches down this morning, and it was so windy I decided not to go for a walk. Walking in the bush is probably not a really good idea when it's windy. Gum trees are so easily uprooted. So I've come into town to pick up my new glasses, my new reading glasses. And I just thought I would just come down. It's only two blocks from town that we have this lovely dockside marina, and I hardly ever come here because it's not on my normal patch. So, and coming down here now, I think it's lovely because it's nobody who's Christmas shopping is down here. They're all in town, scrambling in town. And I really should take time to appreciate what's here. It is a little bit busy down the other end because they're setting up lots of tents and things for the Hobart to Sydney yacht race. The Sydney to Hobart yacht race, I should say. It starts in Sydney on Boxing Day, and then people turn up as and when. But during that time, there's a big tent set up with lots of food and entertainment and music. I can't remember what it's called now. Sorry. Anyway, it's on, and then on New Year's Eve they have fireworks here, which sometimes we watch from the top of the cathedral tower. But I suspect this year we're not going to have enough people to ring the New Year in, which is a bit of a pity. So that might not happen. Anyway, if it does, it does. Only people here are tourists, people who are sensibly opting out of immediate pre-Christmas rush and coming on holiday instead. It's funny, when I'm podcasting, I'm so much more aware of all the noises around me than I normally would be. It's a rather lovely boat here. In fact, I might pause this and see if I can get a photo of it. I'm just heading towards Salamanca Place, where it may get a bit busy again, but just behind it. Salamanca Place is an old place full of sandstone warehouses that are very old, so it's quite picturesque. And behind the warehouses is one of my favourite bookshops, and I just don't very often get to it because of where it is and because their rivals own the cafe that we go to after bell ringing on Sunday. So whenever I kind of get seduced into buying a book, it tends to be there, and I tend not to go out of my way to be seduced further. Oh, there's wind. I'm glad I wear glasses. My hat seems to be holding fairly firm. And this bookshop is owned by a family of booksellers. I think this is the third generation that's had a book shop and or music shop, because they're also very musical. And in fact, one of the second youngest generation is co-owner of the Lansdowne Cafe where I go each morning. So I'm going to head there. If you get the feeling that my nose to the grindstone today, you're perfectly right. I'm just wondering about this morning. It's nearly lunchtime, and as I've had my lunch, I'll just go home after this venture and then do a bit of work at the said cafe. I realised that was a very confusing ramble with two cafes in it and two bookshops. But never mind, we're very lucky to have two nice cafes and two really good bookshops. As you can hear, it's quite busy down here. There are a lot of people milling about. Very, very summery. I'm there, so I'm going to pause again and continue a bit later. Well, I am back home. I'm lying on my bed. My sheets are nice and cool. Suddenly, being in town just got too much for me. I had a nice little browse in the bookshop. And then I thought, oh gosh, I needed to get home. And I looked at my timetable and saw that there was a bus coming in 8 minutes from, and I really was about 10 minutes away from the bus stop. So I ran up the hill to the bus stop and by the time I got there, I was even more exhausted, but I was there in time for the bus. In fact, the bus was 15 minutes late, so I could have come up at my leisure, but then, of course, I wouldn't have known that. So I'm so glad to be back. It is really windy and really hot, and the combination is not my favourite weather. It looks beautiful. The sky is very blue, and things are sparkling, but it is just too hot and windy. So I'm just lying on my bed. I'm really glad I had that little meal near the waterfront. It was a really, really nice... I wanted a sushi, but they didn't sort of have ordinary sushi. They just had little plates of a variety of things. So I think I had 7 different little things for about the same cost as 1.5 sushis. So it felt very, very good value and really fresh and delicious. So that was a good treat. And having lunch at 11:30, it was before everyone was rushing out of their office to get lunch. So it was a quieter time to be there. But town itself, yes, was a bit much. And I think I've been in the sun for too long. I can feel a bit sort of heady. Especially as it was so windy that I couldn't have my hat on. And really, in the sun, it's really important to have a hat on. So, I am back and I am just cooling off and having a little lie down before I go to the cafe where I'm hoping to do some work. I did think I would do some work in town because I've found that at the moment I'm so distracted at home that I'm not getting much done. I'm just getting frustrated, but when I'm out I can focus better, or when someone's here, as there was last night, at least for a while. That was good. I really kind of got into it. But the craziness, or the craziest part of the craziness, will be over soon. There is a kind of level of noise and distraction, I guess, until the end of January. But the Christmas stuff will be over soon. I do hope that you're enjoying the heat if you're in the warmth, or enjoying the cold if you're in the cold, and if not, that you find somewhere where you can get a bit of respite from it. I also hope that you can find some time to work on whatever creative project is foremost in your mind at the moment, even if it's for 5 minutes, just reminding yourself that this is a place that you will be going to when the rush is over. Thank you very, very much for listening to this rather bitty podcast. I know that there's one section that I need to sort of mend because I turned it off by mistake instead of pausing it, and I'm not at all sure what the quality is going to be like with all that wind. But we'll see. We'll see. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.